listen to a pretty all right podcast about wrestling, do ya?
Well, the natural lad, Jim Swagg, has said time and time again that there's only one podcast that's the most decent and the most all right in the industry today.
And that's Who? It's the Dave Raven Wrestling Podcast. Yeah, welcome back, everyone, to the most fucking decent and the most fucking all right podcast in about wrestling on the internet today.
In all the land.
It's Game Rage Wrestling. My name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam. This is also another podcast that we haven't fucking decided to come up with a name with, so fucking Game Rage Wrestling it is for now. Well, forever probably now. It's too late.
Then now forever.
Yep, then now together. Forever. Together. Wrestling. Game Rage. Laziness. Today, this is episode is going to be about the next episode that we in the Mr. McMahon series from Netflix, entitled episode number 4, which the title of the episode is Attitude. So before we get into it, if you want to check out more of our shit, you can go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe there. You can also go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Mag, Twitter/X. If you like music, you can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on the Instagram and check out the All Gas No Trash podcast. And if you like anime and mangas, you can check out the Anime Syndicate podcast by our good buddy Frank and go follow him on Instagram at anime_syndicate_podcast. All right. Episode number 4, Mr. McMahon, Attitude. This episode was kind of like the introductions of the Attitude Era along with 50% of Owen Hart died. Like, that was basically kind of, to me, what the episode felt kind of half and half about or thereabouts. Is the Owen Hart death was a major portion of this, which, again, you know, there was a sad fucking incident that happened. And it wasn't as we kind of, I mean, again, this stuff's already been known to us as wrestling fans, because of the multitudes of documentaries that have been done about this and the lawsuit that, you know, Owen Hart's wife filed against the WWF for this wrongful death, which the WWF then ended up suing the manufacturer of the harness and winning more money than they paid out to fucking Owen Hart's widow. I don't know what they did with it. I don't know if they fucking gave it to her, which honestly the rightful thing to do would have been to give her the excess. Keep what you paid her and then say, here, you get the rest of it because this is what should have happened. This is where it should have gone. But we know that there was some fucking coupling or something that wasn't manufactured properly and that's what caused this whole thing to fucking happen. And it's crazy because they had been using these things, a bunch of different, you know, organizations had been using these things and none of them had any issues. This was just some freak fucking accident that happened. And Owen Hart fell from the fucking ceiling on live television, basically, and died.
Yeah, but there was quite a bit of buildup towards the Owen Hart thing.
Right,
because yeah. it was kind of at the peak of the hatred between Vince McMahon and Bret Hart, and then Owen Hart deciding to stay behind. And, I mean, it's not really said from Vince McMahon's end that they were ridiculing Owen Hart as payback to Bret Hart for leaving. But that's kind of what it felt like because some of the gimmicks that Owen Hart was doing, because knowing he was better than that and doing dumb shit for the duration that Bret Hart was gone, it seemed like it was more ridicule than anything. And then for him to be in the situation to eventually die, I don't know. Like that's like the worst salt in the wound. Maybe Vince McMahon is not responsible for it directly, but I mean, he somewhat is because it's like they're occupying the ring and because of the negligence of either the WWE and the stadium and maybe on the part of the company that made those harnesses for the stunt or whatever.
Yeah.
That his brother died. Like,
here's the other like interesting factor that I kind of like to talk about is the fact that after the Montreal Screwjob happened, which preceded this, obviously, Bret Hart leaves. British Bulldog leaves. Jim the Anvil Neidhart leaves. They both go with him to WCW eventually. But for some reason, Owen Hart, who's actually his blood brother, decides to stay at the organization that, in his brother's mind, betrayed him, right? And that decision, that singular decision, is ultimately what led to his death. Because if he would have gone with Brett to WCW, Owen Hart would still be alive to this day.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's a weird... That's a weird butterfly fucking thing.
Which
butterfly
effect. I don't get why he did that. I kind of understand and think the reason is because, yeah, as a younger brother, you're always living, especially in this wrestling business, you're living in your older brother's shadow, essentially. And so I think Owen wanted to stay on his own and prove to himself maybe that he can do this without needing to live in the shadow of his brother. Prove that he can do is make it on his own, and then maybe he would have eventually joined Brett over there in WCW. Who knows?
Or maybe keep the door open for Brett Hart
to come
if
back.
If Owen Hart had a good relationship with Vince McMahon, that if WCW wasn't a guaranteed thing, that if it ended up flopping, that he would still have a door to get back in.
Yeah.
Through Owen Hart.
And what's crazy too is like, Owen Hart was the blueprint for essentially the superhero type characters in wrestling, such as later on, a few years later, we get the Hurricane, we get all those guys. I mean, Shane Helms probably doesn't have a career if he's not the Hurricane. And you get into this position where you got these guys who are like, I mean, Owen Hart was also fucking in the Nation of Domination. Like, he was allied with them for a while, like before that. And then he becomes this Blue Blazer like superhero character that's a comedic fucking relief character.
But they were making a joke out of him,
right,
for somebody that.
But I do think that Owen Hart paved the way, even though they were making fun of him, it seems like. Owen Hart paved the way by doing that character well, and then them going, well, shit, this is making money. So fuck it, let's just keep him doing it. And that's the reason they kept doing it. If they wanted to get rid of him or do payback to Brett, and it didn't do well, they would have took him off. Because this wasn't a time where they could fuck around and let shitty gimmicks get screen time. Like, that's going to turn people away. They couldn't allow that. Right. So the fact that Owen Hart had this happen and fucking kept it going and did it well, that's a testament to him as a performer, obviously, right? But it paved the way, in my opinion, for guys that were maybe not able to be utilized in the best way to find a place. Because now you could say, well, let's put him in this comedic support role and see what happens. Because wrestling had now started to go that direction where you could have these comedic support characters. And they kind of existed a little bit before, but wrestling took the tone of it being more serious now, right? Like, it was being more this attitude that they were going towards. So, yeah, it helped open the door and pave the way for guys in the future, I think, to be able to say, all right, I need to do something here. Like Shane Helms, like I said, I don't think he gets a career after the Invasion angle if he doesn't get to become the Hurricane. I don't think that is a thing. I mean, Molly Holly was I mean, again, she probably would have still had a career, but I mean, like, she was his little sidekick or whatever. And then you had, what's his name? Fucking Rosie for fucking he was his other, like, superhero. I don't remember what his gimmick was after that for the Hurricane thing, but,
was the Blue Meanie?
The Blue Meanie was kind of, I don't know if he was like a superhero. I think he was just kind of like a weird
fucking character.
This is a weird character in general. But yeah, so anyway, so we get all that, and we get Vince basically turning all the heat that he created from doing this shit to Bret Hart and that causing a buzz amongst the industry. He turned that into the Mr. McMahon character. He pivoted that hate that he was getting and said, cool, I'm going to use this. Which, people, I don't feel sorry for people like, you know, Matt Hardy, who has shit happen to him in real life and they turn it into a storyline in this instance, because Vince McMahon took shit that happened in real life to himself and made it bad, like a bad situation like this, making this decision to screw Bret Hart, essentially, and then turning it into, oh, I'm going to be the bad guy. Like, I'm going to take this real life thing and fucking make it into the storyline. So, like, Vince did it with his own life. And now, granted, yes, he did things like weird sexual harassment things that he turned into storylines. But at least when you look at it objectively, taking out all the fucking weird sexual harassment stuff, Vince McMahon, at the end of the day, before he was putting fucking storylines of real fucking fucked up shit happening in the storylines, he was doing it with himself.
The fact that he was willing to do that for money itself, that his family was not off limits.
Yeah.
I mean, with Shane fucking diving off of like a fucking
pillar. The King of the Ring set, the SummerSlam set.
The fucking pillar, and he, I don't even know if he fell 30 feet, but that would kill.
Oh.
For sure he fell 15 at least. Yeah. But
probably more. It was probably more closer to 50.
To have your son do that and say, no, you can't do that. I want you alive. I mean, everything was on the table for stories. And that's fucking, that's crazy
as
shit.
His own daughter. I mean, like, putting her in these weird fucking, these weird sexual harassment situations, dude. Like, listen, man, there's something to be said for a guy. And this is why the WWF became what it was. Because Vince's mentality and his obsession with being successful in wrestling.
He's fucking nuts.
I would never put Chloe in those fucking situations, right? I would never do that. That's where my line is, right?
But that's something that
that's why we will fail eventually, because I'm not willing to do that.
That's I mean, that's something that he said, I think, in like the following episode when it came down to Shane and Vince talking about, I want to take over the company, or we should get UFC and add it to the WWF or the company. And he's like, if you want to do it with your own goddamn money. And there was some encounter about him having a knife. He's like, you want the company this bad? You fucking drive this fucking knife in my heart or in my chest and show that you want it. And he couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah,
and that's something that Vince had over him.
Yeah, well, Vince would have killed his own father to take the company. Like,
probably.
That, he would have done that. And it's like, man, this Vince McMahon is the true embodiment of the Sith rule of two, man. Like,
he is, yeah.
He's like, you can take this from me when you kill me. And, or you, you know, kill me publicly by having sexual harassment allegations or whatever. Show me shitting on people and, you know, if I can do it that way. But yeah, we'll talk about that more in depth on the next episode when we get into that. But with this one, again, a major more focus of this was more of like the Bret Hart and the Hart family versus Vince McMahon kind of was this episode. And then the beginnings of the whole Attitude Era.
Of course, shoehorning The Rock.
And everybody in Shawn Michaels, Triple H, everybody getting shoehorned in to this whole fucking thing. Also, one of the things with the, Vince was heavily criticized for not stopping the event in this episode. And you had like the Undertaker, you know, saying like, yeah, man, we just got word that our buddy died. And
then the blood is still on the fucking mat.
Yeah. And now we're out here wrestling like his blood is dead. His dead blood is now out here. We're wrestling on that, man. And
I think on principle, you don't follow up. I mean, sure, the people came for a show, but for something like that, that's kind of a tough one to follow. To carry on the show, man, I feel like it gives a bad juju about it.
Yeah, it does. And I think that that's an instance where the show must go on is, hey, man, it can go on tomorrow. Like, we got to end this. And I think that's what they should. I think that would have been the right thing to do. But also, I think it was motivated by greed again at the time, because Vince couldn't afford to refund all those tickets.
No,
I don't think at that time.
Yeah.
For that pay-per-view event. To refund all those pay-per-view buys as well, that would have cost them a ton of money.
Yeah.
So
there is some kind of commendability or something to commend about that, to say, oh, I'm going to honor these people's patronage.
Yeah.
And fall through. But it's probably at the worst circumstance ever.
Yeah, and it's to the detriment of your own fucking people, your own staff. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, you probably lost a lot of people that night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You lost fucking,
like, as far as morale goes or leadership goes, you probably turned a lot of people wrong way.
Definitely. Because to them, you're just a number now. Now you're literally just a number you're a number on a call sheet. And you're a number in the ratings, or you're a number in the merchandise sales. That's all you are to them. Easily replaceable, easily to move on from. And that's fucked. So, anyways, what else? You got anything else to add for this episode? I think we covered pretty much everything in this episode. All right. Well, fuck. Let's end it here. Anyways, You can go check out more of our stuff on YouTube, Game Rage Magazine. Like, comment, and subscribe. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official. And you can follow Frank on Anime_Syndicate_Podcast on Instagram. And that'll be it. So check out for look out for the next one, which will be right after this, which we do episode number 5 of the Netflix series Mr. McMahon. That was another wonderful, amazing, powerful episode of the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, the natural lad, Jet Swag. If there's one podcast, one show you should be listening to, that you should be absolutely grateful for, it's the Game Rage Wrestling Podcast. And one of the things you can do to show your appreciation for all the hard work and dedication that these boys put out day in, day out, just for you people, it's that you can go and you can subscribe and you can like and follow them on the Instagram and the TikTok at Game Rage Magazine. You can also follow them and like them and subscribe to them on the old Twitter, which I don't know what it's called now, but who cares? It's at Game Rage Mag there. Additionally, if you feel the need to really show your appreciation, which you should, then go to their website at www.GameRageMagazine.com and show us some love. Show them some love. And show some love for the natural lad, Jet Swag.